following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, Tom Baudet, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nothing old chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Packed again today. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to have our prep preview. Sam Dunn, head football coach at Minden. Dirk Chatlin is going to be joining us from the Omaha World Herald. And Dick Beechner is going to be joining us from the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame. That's all coming up. And who knows if we've got time, what else we could find to do on the show today. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up later on in the hour as well. Phone number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, or you'll need to know that to be a winner on Tuesday Trivia from Troutman's. Also, our email address here at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth is Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy for you umpires in Indianapolis. That's A-N-D. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Send it off to the Dent Popper inbox.
But we'll get Dirk's thoughts. Yes, we've heard all the rumors that started to break at noon yesterday. Yes, we've heard them. Nobody's confirmed Alfonso Dennard's injury. It's just one of those things. We hear it's a quad injury. Until they have an MRI and until Bo Pelini, the governor of the Nebraska football team, speaks on the matter, we don't know any more about it than that. The people that will take his place, should he be down for a month, like all the rumors are saying and all the speculation out there, it will be Andrew Green. Yes, he's the brother of the running back that we got. That is the brother, the coveted five-star running back that's better than anything Nebraska's ever seen before. It'll be his brother, and it'll be Josh Mitchell, the cornerback that is just a redshirt freshman out of Corona, California, that will take over for Alfonso Dennard. So calm down. Looks to be a month out, but we have not had any confirmation on that until you hear Mr. Pelini all over the world release what say what he's got to say. We won't know that. But, yes, we know the rumors. No need to text us. No need to call us. No need to email us. That's just how it is. That's the Nebraska football life. We'll get you the information as soon as we can verify it.
Boy, did you have a couple of texts this morning, or why are you so whacked out already?
Well, it's just one of those things. We've got 2 weeks till the first game. We're going to be fine. Calm down. Tennessee Chattanooga. You got people up in arms over this deal, and you do. And Bubba Starling, holy Lord, shocker last night that he signed. Big shocker that Bubba signed.
Some of your personal friends must be up in arms because I haven't had a phone call. I haven't had a text message. I haven't had an email to the program. I haven't looked at a blog.
Well, that's a you problem, apparently.
Well, if you want to take 10 more minutes and talk about your personal friendships on the show, go ahead. I'll sit back. But it's half your show. It's half my show.
All the blogs are talking about, Doug.
49.9 and then like a
if you got on a blog, you would see that.
Why? Why would I get on? Who cares?
Apparently, a lot of people care.
Did you get on a blog?
Apparently, yes. No, I did not get on a blog. But apparently, a lot of people are on the blogs. That's what's all over the blog world in Husker football land.
Okay.
It's one of those things. You just set it straight the way.
What else do you want to talk about now?
I don't know. Some Hall of Fame stuff or something. I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I was thinking about just picking up a random article and talking randomly about something random. Any other news out of Husker camp that we don't know, but we should know?
Not that I'm aware.
Nobody else is up in arms about anything else.
Nobody else is hurt that I know of.
Okay.
But we want that information out before Coach Pelini. That's the big deal. Let's break some injury news. Piss off the coach again so he bans you for practice for 3 days.
It's so exciting. Bubba Starling, obviously, again, no surprise. I said I'd be glad when August 16th got here. I'm glad that August 16th is here. The sad thing is it looks like nothing changed in the last 2 weeks from this negotiation standpoint. So Bubba couldn't get any more than he wanted, or Scott Boras couldn't get any more than they wanted, and they finally said, okay, we'll take the $7.5 million.
Yeah, you hear all these numbers floated about. Last week it was up to 10, and then Boras took it to 12, supposedly. Well, all of a sudden it's 7.5, what was reported a month ago. If it was reported a month ago and that's all they could get, why wouldn't he sign a month ago? That's what I don't understand. I know they want leverage up until the date, but seems to be a waste of everybody's time and a waste away from a month of baseball for the kid not to be playing summer baseball when you've got that money invested in him. I still don't understand that.
So now it's off to Instructional League in Arizona is the first step for Bubba Starling. Dayton Moore did speak late last night after the Royals lost to the Yankees, and then it didn't seem to care that they lost to the Yankees.
Well, I think Dayton Moore knows that Bubba Starling is a piece to a young puzzle that he will gladly add to this team. They knew they had the game signed. I think they knew all along they were going to sign the young man. If they didn't think they could sign him and he's in your backyard, I don't think the Royals would have drafted him number 5 overall. I think they felt very confident. I can't believe it came down to about 10:45 last night.
We knew on draft day and prior to draft day that this had a chance to work really, really good or had a chance to go wrong.
Doesn't sound like a 100% confident man to me.
Yeah, you're probably right. I hadn't heard that quote from Dayton Moore.
I just want to say, obviously, we're very delighted, excited to be able to announce the signing of Bubba Starling. It's a very joyful occasion. A lot of people put in a lot of great work in getting us to this process.
Dayton Moore, the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, I don't think could probably be much more happy than to sign his. If you're the GM and you draft a guy in the top 5, you better sign him.
This guy is, without a doubt, one of the best athletes to play the game of baseball in many years. And we're very, very excited that we're able to come to a conclusion and get a deal done. Really hadn't sunk in yet, but I know tomorrow we're going to wake up with smiles on our face and look forward to moving on and Bubba's development through our system.
So that's the latest. We'll talk to Dirk Chatelain in the second half of the show about the Bubba Starling situation, which is now not a situation. He's a member of the Royals organization, and we'll talk about Husker football camp. But right now, we start off our program live in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Dick Buechner is back with us. I know it's still over a month away from the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, but that's not all we want to talk about on the program today because Dick, of course, in all of his time that he has put on at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, helped coach the golf team, or was the golf coach, I should say, and then helped coach and still has some advice for those golfers out there from time to time. And he joins us in studio. Dick, good morning.
Morning, guys. I didn't realize Alfonso was even hurt till I got here in the studio.
I looked at, I guess we're the number one outlet. We're not, the blogs are.
Absolutely. Know? And everything I've read, there's plenty of depth, so I guess there shouldn't be any worry.
Twitter. I follow Dick on Twitter. You were tweeting about it, weren't you?
No. I'm sorry. At any rate, guys, thanks for having me. And I would like to compliment you on the number of personalities that you have on this program. And maybe Merritt's responsible for making all the context. I don't know. But at the same time, you guys do a tremendous job of getting people on. But anyway, here we are again, I think, for the 17th annual induction ceremony on the 25th of September. And here we are honoring the past to inspire the future. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people have never had the opportunity to see any of the people that we're honoring this year. But I think we have a good class of outstanding athletes, especially on the high school level. But most of them have gone on to college and some in the professional ranks. So we might talk about a couple of them that your audience will be able to listen to on the radio. One is from your old stomping grounds, Tony.
Well, anytime you include the old RVL, which has changed now, you get back in.
You better tell the people what RVL stands for.
That's Republican Valley League. That was back in the good old days, but she was a good one.
There's no question about it. Not only an outstanding basketball player, but an outstanding volleyball player, and did a tremendous amount for what I recognize, even though you went there, Tony. Cambridge has had a storied history of athletics for a long, long period of time, along with another town we're going to talk about today is Howells. Another we're going to talk about Battle Creek. But as far as a girls' athletes, now, she's now a woman. She works for the University of Nebraska in Lincoln, I think, in the Human Resources Department. It's Kubik. That's who we've been talking about. And another outstanding girl that played not only for Chambers, but she played for Stewart. Darcy Strachey, again.
She's okay.
Well, I'm sorry. She's probably not in the category of QB from Cambridge, but Darcy was also an outstanding person. And I'm sorry she transferred from UNK to the University of Nebraska at Omaha, but she transferred from Stewart to Chambers along the way. And I think that she had a family member that was coaching at the time. But Darcy Strachey, as far as a basketball player who played here, who I had the privilege of watching, was really something. Not only a shooter, but an assist. And Kubik was the same way. And Kubik went on to letter at Nebraska. And Darcy went on to letter at UNK and UNO and was all-conference in the All-MAC and all-conference in the MIAA. pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's one of those names synonymous with, you know, when you think Jamie Kubik, you think Gina Johansson at Centura. I mean, it's one of those names synonymous with their school and with girls basketball.
But unless you were around at that period of time, fame is fleeting and you don't remember those names. But let's go on here because we have a time factor. Randy Butts from Grand Island. And Grand Island was a force in state high school track for quite a while. And Butts was a great hurdler, both highs and lows. I think he ran 14 flat in the highs and 19.4 in the lows. Pretty impressive times for a guy that size. Now, he was 200-pounder, 6'2". He was a force coming down the track. You know, a good thing he wasn't coming at those guys. It'd been pretty intimidating, but he had a storied football career at Grand Island. They always call it Grand Island Senior High. I call it Grand Island High School, but that's one of those things that have stuck with them for a long time. Went down to the university, as many people have. Another Grand Island person, Claire Boroff, started at the university, came back to UNK and had a nice career here and was drafted by Pittsburgh, did not play, but again, his credentials were pretty impressive. Another Hall of Famer was also drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that was Tom Kropp, who's in the Hall of Fame. So again, an outstanding person, great high school credentials, went on and participated on the collegiate level. A personal friend, Dean Brittenham from Brady, Nebraska, obtained the nickname Brady because he was Brady for about 4 years. Went on to the Navy, came back and lettered at Nebraska. But he's done some outstanding things on the collegiate and professional level. Assistant coach at Nebraska, assistant coach at Colorado. Did a lot of work with the program at the Pacers and the Colts. And right now I talked to him not too long ago. They've come across some things that are interesting in terms of outstanding athletes. And if you're an ambidextrous person, you probably have a better chance of being an outstanding player. Are you ambidextrous, Tony? I assume you are.
I'm ambididious. I swim with both arms.
Well, that's good. You'd probably drown if you couldn't. But at any rate, they've done a lot of work on the brain out in Colorado. And I think he mentioned that Phil Mickelson is ambidextrous, maybe Michael Jordan and a number of others. So maybe they're on to something, because I'm all right-handed. I can't do much with my left side unless you really work at it. So there might be something there. But Dean Brittenham from Brady, outstanding person.
We're talking here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Tuesday, of course, with Dick Buechner with the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame. It's coming up in Lincoln, as usual, on September the 25th. Another person that has ties to the area, and it's always interesting when you look at the non-core sports, and obviously gymnastics is one of those. Dennis Albers from Hastings was a standout in the late 50s and 1960.
I know, and I did watch him participate when he did participate for Hastings, and in some of our information, Nebraska was good in gymnastics prior to Francis Allen. Francis happened to play football at Lincoln High when I coached there, but he was a middle guard for about 135 or 40 pounds and was an awfully good gymnast. But Dennis Albers was before Francis. Jake Geyer was the coach in Nebraska at the time, and he also participated, I believe, in the Olympic trials and was really an all-around gymnast, and says he still enjoys gymnastics. I'm not sure what a person 60 years old is going to do, but at any rate, probably still stays fit. But he was actually supposed to be inducted last year and was not able to come, and that's one of our requisites, that you need to be present if you're alive, and so we'll induct him this year. Another person that had an outstanding high school career is Brad Fearing from Howells, an all-around athlete, but his wrestling ability started a long time ago as a sophomore in high school, maybe even a ninth grader, and went on to world championships and the Olympics. And I had the privilege of talking to his dad, who followed wrestling ever since. Well, Howells has been good at wrestling as well as football. But he did go to the Olympics, and there haven't been too many Nebraskans that have gone on to the Olympics, Doug and Daddy.
Yeah, Brad Fearing and Darcy Strachey are the only two going in this year in their first year of eligibility. 15 years out is what it requires. You've got some coaches. You've got, before we get to the coaches, since it is football season, John Perella is going in. And here's a guy that's been eligible for a while, but now gets the call.
Right. Again, outstanding athlete at Grand Island Central Catholic, and went on to play at Nebraska, and probably got better each level that he went on, but he played for the Chargers for a long period of time. So a very worthy person, but again, I probably was a diamond in the rough type of person, was given the opportunity to play college football and went on and had a wonderful career in pro football.
Got some good coaches, all the way from Mark Russell, whose name adorns the field at Broken Bow, to the recently retired Tom Jaworski.
Probably Mark, and I did know Mark fairly well. Again, greatest claim to fame, he coached Kent McLuhan. And people have a tendency to make us good coaches. I mean, Mark Russell was a fine coach, but Kent McLuhan at Broken Bow did a heck of a lot, you know?
He was okay. Still holds in track. The oldest record that's still standing in the state is from Ken in the 200.
In 200. And again, I didn't see the race over at Hastings when the great sprinters of Williams and McLuhan and Millsap and Pinkston from Grand Island, I think all five ran under 10 flat that day on a cinder track, which was pretty impressive.
That's flying.
That is flying.
Dick, before we run out of time here, you guys always have special awards, golden anniversary teams, silver anniversary teams, family awards, inspiration awards, the great moments in high school sports. I think we need to find more great moments in high school sports. I think there's so many of them out there, and after 17 years, can people nominate in any category?
They certainly can, and we have a new one. Dynasty Clearwater had a great run of basketball for almost 20 years. Our great moment this year goes back 50 years, and then even last year, the game between Omaha Central and Creighton Prep in 1960 was 0-0, and then this past year, they played again at Rosenblatt and had about 12,000 people there, and I believe Prep won that game 30-25 or something like that. So that's our great moment. Our family is the Swanson family that takes in the Roods and Bob Martin and a number of other outstanding people that are part of the Swanson family. So on the 25th of September at the Lead Center in Lincoln, Doug and Daddy, tickets are $25. The doors open at 12 o'clock. We usually have about 750 people. If people are interested in buying a ticket, they can contact the Nebraska Sports Council. Dave Merrick certainly has helped us a lot. Tammy McLaughlin is the point person. They may call the office at the Nebraska Sports Council, and the phone number is 402-471-2544, or they may contact Tammy, T-A-M-I, at NebraskaSportsCouncil.com to get a ticket. But again, it's always an outstanding event. We're excited about this class and the number of teams that we're honoring.
And you can always check out the website, too, the Hall of Fame website, nebhalloffame.org, nebhalloffame.org.
Maybe you're new to the area, didn't realize, you've got ties from the past, think, well, this is an obvious choice. Somebody needs to be in there. You can nominate people. Go to the website. There's more information there.
The form to nominate people is on the website. And we're always looking for new nominees because people can slip through the cracks, quite frankly. And we've got a couple of people here that probably should have been inducted some time ago, like Albers.
The Hall of Fame has a building. It's in Lincoln. And you're in the process of a new executive director.
Randy Bates did resign, and we are still in the process of trying to raise money for this project. And we hope to re-embark on that shortly.
Anything else the folks need to know, Dick?
Not about the Hall of Fame. We might talk about golf for just a moment.
You bet. We've got an event coming up, a scholarship fundraiser at Awori on August the 27th.
We could probably spend the whole hour talking about philosophically about college athletics. I'm going to use UNO as an example. UNK doesn't have a hockey program that UNO thinks is going to take them to the promised land. Now, whether it does or not is another thing. At UNK and most every Division II school and most every Division I school does not make a profit. There's not a single sport that I know of that UNK can be self-sustained at. So the money has to come from subsidized on the inside or on the outside. Now, I personally think for the last 20-some years that UNK has done a lot with a lot less. It's not always how much money you have. It's how wise you spend it.
The Cubs prove that day in and day out.
Well, thanks a lot. They're looking for a new general manager, too. But at any rate, the money that's going to help UNK is probably going to have to be raised on the outside. And I think that the three of us would agree that one of the most important things is to have good student athletes. If you don't have good student athletes, you're not going to have a very good record. And if you don't have a very good record, people are not going to come watch the product. There's not a lot of people that are going to go out and watch people play golf for UNK. But UNK, to me, is a unique program because we probably have the most impressive practice facility in the state of Nebraska that the university owns, and that's the Golf Academy. And Chad Liddy is the director of golf at Awori Dunes and also the golf coach for the men and women, and Wes Burnt helps Chad. So we do have an outstanding facility. We want to make sure that we're getting the best golfers we can possibly get. And you probably don't get them on the men's and women's side unless you have some scholarship help. We have a fundraiser on the 27th of August. It's a Saturday. It's designed that way because people can't give up a day's work if they don't work on Saturday. So we have an opportunity. You can come at 11:30 and take a look at the Golf Academy. You have a shotgun start at 1 o'clock. It's the best ball, so we think that being able to play at Worry Dunes is a privilege. You're going to be able to play your own ball all the way around. A lot of times the scramble, you only get, if you're like Daddy, you're not going to get very many chances to hit the ball.
I get one bark marked by my name, and that's an 18-inch putt.
Anyway, you're going to play your own ball all the way around.
And you can find out more at lopers.com. Find out about how to enter and get entered. It's 5-player teams, and it is Saturday, August 27th. At Owari Dunes.
And $150 per person, and it's all going to go to men's and women's scholarships at UNK for golf.
What is the maximum scholarship for golf at Division II level? Dick, do you know that right now?
3.5 is the total number, and you may divide them up. This is a sport. Right. You have to. There's not any sport in Division II that you have to maintain the full scholarship like Division I in football and basketball and women's basketball and volleyball and I think gymnastics. So right now UNK is less than one half of a equivalency. So that's probably between $6,000 and $7,000. That's not on an annual basis. That's over. You're not going to get that every year. So. We're in dire need of some additional help, and we've had good golf for a long time, but if we're going to maintain our level, and by the way, the RMAC has been good. The MIAA will be better. Central Missouri got second in the nation last year. Washburn has been strong, so we want to be competitive when we enter the league.
And the way to do it is to help the kids out as best as you can, and here's another opportunity to have some fun and donate some money to UNK. Dick, we'll let you get on with your day, and as always, appreciate it. Let us know when there's something new on the horizon.
Well, and we enjoy your program immensely and the efforts that you make for not only local athletics but on the national level. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dick. Dick Beecher talking about UNK Golf, the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame. Again, that's going on at the Lead Center September the 25th, a Sunday in Lincoln. We will take a break and be back. Talk with Sam Dunn of Minden, and we'll also catch up with Dirk Chatlin of the Omaha World Herald right after this.
Have a better day. Only Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The new $3 flatbread breakfast combo. A 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwich and a cup of Seattle's best coffee. All for just $3. Try the crisp-alicious bacon, egg, and cheese and put your spin on it with everything from juicy tomatoes to spicy jalapenos. The new Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards, plus tax where applicable.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle. Valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
The health of your eyes is the focus at Optical Gallery. Dr. Mandy Johnson continues Optical Gallery's 25-year tradition of providing exceptional eye care for you and your family. From eye exams and contact lens fittings to the diagnosis and treatment of ocular conditions, plus a large selection of name-brand frames and sunglasses, Optical Gallery, your source for personal, professional quality eye care. 220 West 39th Street, just south of Sun Mart. Call 234-9913. Online at opticalgalleryofkearney.com.
Partly sunny skies today as winds turn to the north, 5 to 15 with a high temperature of 87 degrees. For tonight, skies become partly cloudy as temperatures drop back towards 63 degrees with north winds 5 to 10. Right now, 66.
She's got a love like whoa. Girl's got a love like whoa.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we approach lunchtime at the end of this show every day. It's time to get a little lunch, and why not check it out at the Chicken Coop? And if you can't grab lunch, then have a little snack during the day or an evening meal or check out happy hour time. They have got all kinds of great food and drink specials throughout the day and evening. Lunch specials every day, food and drink specials every night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Get ready for your fantasy football draft? Then how about doing it at the Chicken Coop? They are Central Nebraska's favorite sports bar and grill and would love to accommodate you with wings and food and pizza and whatever you want, along with your favorite cool beverages, plenty of room, and they'll set a spot aside for you to have your your fantasy football draft. So check them out. The Chicken Coop, the place to be not only to watch your favorite sports, but to take part in them as well. The Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. It's time for our prep preview on today's Doug and Daddy Show. We've been sticking with the Tri-Cities, as we've told you lately, and we're going to continue to do that, but we want to mix in some of the top-rated teams in the state of Nebraska, according to Huskerland Prep, and of course, they're the only ones that have released a top 10 right now, but the Minden Whippets are sitting right there in Class C1, and we are pleased to welcome Sam Dunn into the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing good. We're having a good time, and we don't have to practice football, so how about you? Are you having fun and having a good time so far?
Lots of teachers' meetings today. We get the kids in tomorrow, so I guess I better be prepared for them.
Coach, you've got 8 returners on offense, 7 on defense, I believe. A bit disappointing loss in the playoffs last year, but with that many kids coming back, it's got to be exciting to start this year off.
Yeah, you know, we maybe went above some expectations last year, you know, had a pretty good run of things there, got into the first round of the playoffs, and thought maybe we could, you know, advance a couple of rounds in that, but got nipped by St. Paul, and so that was a little disappointing to the coaches and the kids, and so, you know, we've reset some goals for this year, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to obtain those.
Carson Bloom's a kid that's going to lead this football team. I've liked watching him play the last couple of years, and he's just one of the many kids you got back. But let's start with him. And the way you guys like to run the football, he's going to be a very important cog.
You know, this will be Carson's second year in the backfield for us. He traded as a sophomore quite a bit, but second year starting for us. And he's equally as dependable on defense. This will be his fourth year starting in the defensive secondary, and he's gotten stronger and faster this year, so we're excited to get it going.
Sam, any major changes either offensively or defensively heading into this year?
You know, not really. We're still going to be based out of the double wing formation, and we're going to, you know, stay with our even front, but you know, we'll you know, hopefully be able to play some more kids, give some kids some rep, and build some depth as the season goes on. I guess that's probably one of the goals as coaches, is that we're able to get some kids in and get them some playing time early in the year.
Sam Dunn, the head football coach of the Minden Whippets, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sam, a lot of teams want to put their best, maybe their best athlete at the quarterback position or at the middle linebacker position. But in the double wing, in that offense, some people don't necessarily believe that the best guy has to be a quarterback. How do you approach that? And I know Derek Kissinger is a great athlete. So how do you approach that with who you want running your quarterback position, since you don't throw the ball that much and he's not asked to do a whole lot? Or is
yeah,
he?
Yeah, you know, we're pretty blessed with a bunch of kids in the backfield that can do some good things for us. You know, we got a couple returning fullbacks in Paul Carlson and Jack Rafferty, both those guys, tough, hard-nosed kids. And that's what we look for at the fullback. You know, we've got to have a great kick-out block or lead block. And then at the wing, you know, we like to have the speed with Jared Spear, Ryan Cremosta. Both those two have some breakaway speed. And then you got, you know, just a power runner in Carson, who also has the ability with the speed. So, you know, we try to find 3 wings that we can trade in there and allow them to play both sides of the formation. And then, you know, if you just got a kind of a very heady guy, you know, somebody that's a great leader like Derek Kissinger is, then, you know, you feel pretty comfortable there, because he can throw the ball pretty well, just threw under 1,000 yards last year and some spread stuff that we ran. So, you know, he's kind of a nice one there for us. We even give him the chance to carry the ball in a few times late in the season last year.
Sam, I was just going to say, he can throw the ball a little bit. Do you have any other receivers you expect to flanker him on the outside that could help this team and make some big plays for you?
Yeah, you know, we got Jared Spear was our leading receiver last year. Got great speed, 4.6 in the 40. Ryan Cremosta, junior, will see a lot more time offensively for us. He started defense last year, but he's got great speed and quickness, and pretty tough to tackle in the open field. Carson Bloom's got good speed down the field, and as we know, tough one. And then we've got some bigger targets. We have Christian Swinkey, who will be moving from offensive line to tight end for us at 6'4", about 220. It jumps pretty well. And, you know, then we just got a nice mix of underclassmen that will step in and be able to spell us a little bit, we think, early in the year.
We mentioned last year it came down to the last game with Grand Island Central Catholic. Milford was right in there as a good football team. But it seems like your non-district games are very, very tough. As your district continues to improve, Gibbon had a good year last year. Centura hoping to come up. Same way with Sandy Creek as they mature. But you've got some tough non-district games, and it all starts with Fairbury. Tell us about Fairbury and your non-district schedule.
Well, Fairbury's returning 9 offense and 9 defensive starters, by my count, from just scouting them a little bit already this this fall. So, they had a better second half of the season than they did the first half. I assume a lot of that was basically because they had a lot of guys, a lot of skilled players coming in and didn't really have the experience. Games experience, and they'll be a very, very tough one right off the bat.
Obviously, Sam, I want to comment on your district, because you go back over the last 4 or 5 years, you could say, boy, it's going to be a two-man race, us and Central Cali. That's not the case anymore, what Gibbon did last year and what's expected out of Sandy Creek this year.
Well, I think it's a lot more balanced, and was last year, I believe. There were, 4, possibly 5 out of our district that qualified for the playoffs, every team with exception of Centura. But Centura is going to be well improved this year, the second year under Coach Hansen. You know, Sandy Creek has a lot of returning guys. Grand Island Central Catholic's got the Shoemaker kid that's a very good athlete. Gibbon returns Van Meter. So it's pretty balanced. We lost some good kids here in Miles Steen and Bryce Lewis, just to name a few. And so it's pretty balanced. It should prepare us, and then with our tough non-conference or non-district teams too, hopefully it'll prepare us.
He's the head football coach of the Minden Whippets, Sam Dunn, as they get ready to mix education back with what's been going on at football practice. And, Coach, last thing, we've talked a little offense, we've talked a little defense. What about special teams? Any changes there, and how do you like how that stacks up?
We feel pretty good about who we have returning. We have our long snapper back in Jonas Lovin. He's a sophomore, big kid for us. And he did the bulk of our deep snapping last year. We have a couple of guys that can punt. One of them returns from last year, and Jack Rafferty, who averaged about 38 yards a punt, somewhere in that neighborhood. And then in the kicking, we have Derek Kissinger, who did all of our PAT and field goal and kickoff duty. So we feel pretty good. We have some experience there, and we hope to bring some kids along so that in case we need to change out somebody, we can do that too.
And Sam, we'll let you out of here with this question. Did the way the playoff game ended provide extra motivation in the off season for the kids that you could tell of, or warrant any changes in game plan that you guys needed to look at?
I think it probably did motivate our kids. I've been blessed with some good athletes down here and some good football-minded kids, and that was disappointing to our football team last year. We got some kids banged up throughout the year, and so our depth kind of dwindled towards the end of the year. But St. Paul had our number, and we had some chances, and they were able to hold on and win the football game. But I think Our kids are ready to put the football stuff on and get ready for the season.
Sam, thanks for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keep them healthy, and hopefully we'll see you that first week. Whip it good.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sam. Take care, buddy. Sam Dunn, great football coach of the Minden Whippets, who are selected by Huskerland Prep to win the C16 District this season. We've got more prep preview coming up. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Stay here, because when we return, Dirk Chatlin to talk Husker football and Bubba Starling.
And it's 2009 AL MVP Joe Maurer stepping up to the shower. He turns on the water, wets down his hair, and reaches for the Head and Shoulders. Maurer knows Head and Shoulders is for more than just dandruff. It does 7 great things for his scalp and hair. And here comes the squeeze. He's washing. That hair's going to look out of this world.
Yo, Maurer.
Yes.
Enough with the sportscaster impressions.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
sorry. Just thinking out loud.
Head and Shoulders, 7 benefits, 1 bottle. Official shampoo of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet.
every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done with guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny skies today as winds turn to the north, 5 to 15 with a high temperature of 87 degrees. For tonight, skies become partly cloudy as temperatures drop back towards 63 degrees with north winds 5 to 10. Right now, 66.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back with you here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, where hassle-free pricing is what they take care of at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Check them out online anytime. That's why they're there 24/7 at thinkmidway.com. They're at the dealership almost all the time, but even they catch a couple hours of sleep a week. ThinkMidway.com is where you need to go. Prepare yourself to go in and get the best deal on any new or used pre-owned vehicle, car, truck, van, whatever you want. Hassle-free pricing makes it easier for you. And don't forget, every new and certified pre-owned vehicle clearly priced, so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations. You can feel confident that you got the best price. And if you've got a vehicle that just needs a little service work on it, try the all-new Mopar Quick Lube. It's immediate maintenance service at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram location. You don't even need an appointment, and it's done in under 30 minutes for less than $30. Quality, complete service, saving you time and money. It is the Midway Auto Group, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Right now, we talk a little Bubba Starling. We talk a little Nebraska football with who else but Dirk Chatelain from the Omaha World Herald. Dirk, how are you this morning? Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm good, guys. It's good to be on your show.
Hey, Dirk, did you ever think when you were going to be a newspaper writer, you'd be on so many radio shows?
You know, it's a lot of fun. I think more people are listening to radio these days than they are reading newspapers, so this is our only option to get out to the people, right?
Well, you guys are blogging and Twittering and tweeting and, you know, Facebooking.
You know, that's the thing. You're right. It's changed so much in 5 years. I mean, it's, you know, the World Herald is probably a little more traditional than most places and may have been a little behind the curve 5 years ago, but there's just so much stuff on Omaha.com now and on Twitter, and we've really ramped it up, and it's really, really time-consuming, but it's also a lot of fun.
Dirk, obviously, the biggest breaking news out of Husker camp to date is what in your mind?
Wow, good question.
Nothing?
Something we can't report yet?
Well, they're a little worried about Dennard getting hurt the other day, but I think he's going to be all right. you know, I think, I don't know about breaking news, but I think, you know, I think Martinez's improvement or development is probably the most important story. You know, what Beck is able to get him to do and able to get him to execute this fall. Taylor does not have to be good at everything this fall, but he's got to be good and consistent at enough things where Beck can build a game plan, you know, that's not completely one-dimensional. And Tim Beck has a really hard job. I mean, it's, you know, I look around at the offense and there's just so many question marks, and you know, it's hard to go into any season when you're not, you know, totally positive or confident in your quarterback situation. And I don't think there's any way that, you know, as talented as Martinez is, that you can say that you're confident and positive of the quarterback situation. And then you throw on top of that the, you know, the scheme changes and trying to teach a new offense, and you're trying to work in three freshman I-backs, and it's, you know, the offensive line is still, you know, a little bit up in the air. You're trying to find some playmakers or receiver. There's just a lot of balls in the air for Tim Beck on offense right now. So I think that's probably the main thing. You know, I don't know if I consider it breaking news, but that's probably the biggest story right now.
Dirk Chatelain of the Omaha World Herald is with us on the Duck and Daddy Show. Are you okay over there?
Sorry, I tried to take a drink of water and something didn't go right there.
It's like Mike and Mike, if we had the camera on, then people would understand what's going on. Well, I, as many people I think know, and I think this is fair to bring up, Dirk was as big of a I don't even know what the correct word here is. He held Sean Watson's foot to the fire all last year. What's the biggest difference? And I think it sounds like you're on board with Tim back here, but a year ago, right now, we didn't know Taylor Martinez was going to be the starting quarterback. In fact, it was kind of a surprise to a lot of people that Taylor Martinez was the starting quarterback. So in 1 year's time, Dirk, what has so immensely changed in your eye besides the leadership?
It's very hard to say, and I'm not, trust me, I don't think Tim Beck has, you know, proven anything. So it's not that I'm giving him a free pass or anything like that. I'm acknowledging how difficult his job is this fall. But, you know, I think the key thing to watch is when I watched the offensive line the last couple of years, they just looked a little confused. They looked like they were trying to do too many things. You know, on one play they were trying to execute a West Coast passing game with those kind of blocking schemes, and then they try to go power, and they just didn't get very good at anything. It didn't seem like, you know, they're going sideline to sideline, you know, trying to run a spread, and you know, I'm thinking that the offensive line play might be more consistent this year if Beck is able to simplify the scheme and just get them to do a couple things well. You know, I think that should be a goal. Is start with that offensive line and see if you can get them, you know, in a position where they can execute some things every single Saturday. And once you get to that point, you know, maybe work in some other things. I mean, I think it's going to be a little bit of a hybrid scheme, you know, where they are trying to do some different things. But, you know, maybe Beck can simplify it, you know, to make those guys perform at a little bit more consistent level. The trick is when you work in the no-huddle game, and that is going to be really fascinating to watch, because it is not easy to execute a no-huddle scheme. And, you know, I mean, you guys watched Oregon last year. There's teams all over the country that are trying to do it. And it's not easy, especially when you're doing it in the first year, especially when you're doing it with new personnel. So, you know, it's very possible that Nebraska just looks awful in a couple games in September because, you know, they're trying to implement a new scheme with new tempo. And that's the hard part for Beck, is there's not a whole lot of time to waste around, or to waste, you know, by October 1st or maybe sooner, maybe the Fresno or Washington game even, he's got to have that thing clicking pretty good to where they're not going to stub their toe against somebody they shouldn't.
Dirk, I think you, like a lot of other people, want an identity. That's all you want. Let's have an identity, something we do well and are recognized by. It's that simple, right?
Absolutely. And that was a huge problem, you know, with Watson, because, and I would take it all the way back to Bo's decision to hire Sean Watson. I mean, Bo has a different idea of what offense looks like compared to what compared to what Watson sees as good offense.
You're right. It involves scoring.
Well, yeah. And they just, you know, it seemed like they were never quite sure what they wanted to do. They were trying to do too many things. The result of that is you don't emphasize anything and you don't get good at anything. And that's just, you know, that's sort of football 101 from our part of the world. I mean, we've, you know, if you've grown up in this place, you know, that goes back to, you know, Tom Osborne and Bob Devaney. You just get good at something and you keep doing it until somebody stops you. So that's the key, and that's what I think everybody would like to see Nebraska get back to doing. The Beck scheme is a mystery still. I mean, I think I'm really interested to see how much power, you know, downhill running game they try to incorporate, or will they still try to be finesse and go, you know, sideline to sideline with a lot of zone read stuff. That's still a little bit unclear to me. I would hope that Nebraska, you know, sort of chooses, or at least is able to identify, you know, early enough in the season, okay, what do we do well? But where you get into conference season and you hit some turbulence and some adversity, you have something to go back to. You have something to hang your hat on. Because the last thing you want to do, and it's happened the last couple years, is you get into the middle of the season or November, you have no clue what to turn to schematically, you know, to get 10 yards or to get 40 yards or to make a drive in the fourth quarter because you're not good at anything. So, you know, that's a critical component of this year. And again, I don't think Beck has to be perfect. I don't think he has to score like Oregon or, you know, score like, you know, some of Oklahoma, but he can't. You know, we can't go through this thing every year, or Nebraska can't go through it every year, where you're losing close games because your offense can't put a drive together in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's just the patience level for that is absolutely, you know, run out. So in that sense, Beck is going to have a very short leash.
Dirk Chatelain with us for another couple minutes from the Omaha World Herald and the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Dirk, Bubba Starling, will we ever have to worry about talking about him again? It worked out for Carl Crawford. It's sort of worked out for some other guys that may have had interest, but obviously he was the big name from just over a decade ago. There's absolutely no shock on this end of what Bubba did. Your thoughts to put kind of a wrap on this?
Well, I don't think we're ever going to see Bubba again unless he passes through Warner Park for a couple months, you know, in Sarpy County there. But, you know, it's the writing was on the wall the whole time, and it was, you know, dating back to when he committed, honestly. I mean, it was 14 months ago. I mean, everybody kind of knew it was looking this way, and then, you know, when the Royals drafted him, it looked even more solid, like he was going to choose baseball. You know, I think, unfortunately, I think Nebraska got used a little bit, and that's just the way the world works. It's the way Scott Boras works. I mean, this thing was going to go to August 15th, and Nebraska was going to be hung out to dry a little bit. It's just the way it is, and it's not necessarily anybody's fault.
Well, Dirk, I want to go on that point then. I understand what you're saying about Nebraska getting used. Did Nebraska get harmed in any way by Bubba leaving?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think Nebraska handled it pretty well. You know, it's hard to say, okay, this is a distraction. I mean, sometimes we say things are distractions and, you know, the guys on the team don't care at all, you know, and sometimes, you know, there are things that are affecting the team that we don't recognize. So it's hard to say right now, okay, this is going to hurt these guys' focus or something like that, but I don't get the sense that that's the case. I mean, I think everybody kind of knew what to expect coming into this. And, you know, the more I thought about it, and I wrote it today on Omaha.com, is if you're Bubba Starling, Bubba Starling comes from a place very similar to Kearney or Hastings, you know, or that town is, when he was born, it had about 3,000 people in it, and when, you know, now it's got about 20,000 people in it, it's kind of exploded. But if you're Bubba Starling, could you honestly pass on $6-7 million with the hometown organization, the team that everybody cheers, and ever be able to walk down Main Street in your hometown again without having people look at you funny or calling you greedy? I'm not sure he could. And I think that was, you know, on top of the money, on top of the promise to play Major League Baseball, you know, I imagine there was a factor there where, you know, there's a greed element, and there was he could not pass on that money and ever feel quite the same way around people that he grew up with. So, you know, that was the worst part about the Royals picking him is that, you know, not only was it saying no to baseball, it was saying no to the hometown team. And you know, for that reason, Nebraska's chances were very, very slim.
Dirk, I think you wrote some great articles. The one deal about today, I thought if it was the Dodgers and he's in L.A., you think it would drastically been different with $7.5 million? I still think the kid from L.A. takes the $7.5 million and runs.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. But you know, the fact that it's a small-town kid from outside Kansas City. I mean,
I got you.
You know, there was a little bit of hope, you know, when Starling came into the Major League draft, you know, on June 4th or whatever. I think by the end of that night, when the Royals picked him, you know, I think the odds dropped from about 10% to maybe 2%. So, you know, he's going to be a phenomenal athlete to watch. I mean, it's going to be really fun watching him. We probably won't see anything from him for 3 or 4 years, but you know, when he comes up on the Major League stage, you know, when he's 22 or 23, and he's as athletic as an outfielder as, you know, as anybody in baseball at this age, and probably will be 5 years from now, and it's going to be fun to have a connection to him, even if it was just for, you know, a couple months.
Last question I've got for you, Dirk: the running back deal, will that play out into the first 3-4 weeks of the season? Will they settle on a number two before that, in your mind?
Oh, it'll drag out farther than that, I think. I continue to hear good things about Raylan Hurd. If I was going to pick a number two right now, that would probably be, you know, my best bet. It'll be interesting to see what Burkhead does. If they, you know, how much they intend to use him. You know, are they going to give him 12 carries a game, or are they going to give him, you know, 18 or 20? He looked really good in the spring. He continues to look pretty good now. But there's a lot of talent right behind him, and that will be, if I'm going to the Chattanooga game, okay, and I will be, honestly, the thing that I want to watch is not Martinez, because I'm not sure he'll prove anything until later in the month. It's not the defense. I want to watch the young receivers and the young running backs, because that is the most interesting thing, you know, from a standpoint of, did they have playmakers on offense? Do they have any more playmakers than they did a year ago? And if they're there, they might emerge, you know, that against Chattanooga that very first day. So there's some exciting things going on offense. It's just a matter of, you know, will those guys be ready in time, you know, when Nebraska gets to the meat of their schedule.
And, Dirk, my last question, fill in the blank. The Big 12 will have less than 10 teams when?
Probably, I think certainly within 7 days. I mean, it's this A&M thing, it's held up right now in politics, but you know, they're not going back. I mean, they've made their decision, and I don't think anybody's going to stop them. The interesting thing there is, to me, is not what happens to A&M. It's what happens to what does the SEC do to get to 14? Do they go to 16? And what do two very important schools in the Big 12 decide that they want to do? One is Missouri, one is Oklahoma. What do those two schools decide? Does one of them have an SEC offer, and if so, do they take it? Does Oklahoma try to make a deal where they go west to the Pac-12? In my mind, those two schools hold a lot of authority in figuring out what happens to the Big 12. It's Texas A&M, yes. But the next step, in my opinion, is who else decides, okay, we're going to run for the hills. And the first options, in my mind, are Oklahoma and Missouri.
Dirk, you've written some great stuff lately. I encourage people to check out Brunch Bites. I thought the Dan Beebe stuff was excellent last week, by the way. Thanks so much for coming on the Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Always fun, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dirk. Take care. Dirk Chatelain from the Omaha World Herald, where all our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK. New BK Minis. You can have mini burgers or mini chicken. You can have them at BK. Two locations in Kearney. Also, Lexington Cozad at North Platte. When we come back, Troutman Tuesday. Trivia.
Hi, folks. John Shambi here, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is now available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medicine, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra delivers fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms. Allegra starts working at hour one to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. In fact, Allegra doesn't have any warnings about important everyday activities while taking it, like being careful while driving or operating machinery. Full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose one a day or two a day tablets. For added relief from congestion and sinus pressure, choose new Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength now without a prescription over the counter. Get it all with Allegra. Now on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Lopers start 16th in the Division II preseason football poll, and tomorrow head coach Daryl Morris will join us here on the Doug and Danny Show. Your thoughts on that?
I think it's a great place to start. Team getting a little national recognition. I think there's going to be some transfer players make a huge impact. This team looks strong early on, schedule's in their favor. Should be a great year for the Lopers.
They are the only RMAC team in the rankings. Colorado Mines, who they tied with last year for the title, is 27th. Northwest Missouri State is third. All right, next year, that's where UNK will be playing. They won't be the big dog on the block.
No.
Northwest Missouri State is third. Augustana is sitting in eighth. St. Cloud State out of Minnesota is 13th. Central Missouri is 15th. Washburn of Kansas is 18th. I think that pretty much takes care of anybody that you really care about. Wayne State does receive votes. It took 91 to get in the top 25. Wayne State got 17. Colorado State Pueblo got 31 in votes there. Also out this morning, UNK volleyball team, a very, very slight favorite to win the RMAC. 8 first-place votes. Metro State got 6. Elliot Pesavento, the sophomore middle blocker, is the only Loper on the preseason all-conference team. It's been a while since you haven't seen the Lopers just all over that. And 7 Big Ten volleyball teams are ranked in the top 25. 4-time defending national champ Penn State 1, Nebraska 5, Illinois 8, Minnesota 12, Purdue 13, Ohio State 21, Michigan 24. 4 others receive votes. Can you believe it? It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If you have not won in the last 2 months, then you are eligible to get on and win a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
John.
John, where are you from, John?
Kearney.
You're from Kearney. Okay. Good to have you on the program today. It's a pleasure speaking with you as we go to Troutman's Tuesday Trivia earlier on the show today. Dick
You're
Beechner.
So polite,
well, you know, I'm just in that mood. Dick Beechner, Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame, talking about the 17th induction class. I'm going back to the first class, the class of 1994. There was one person from St. Paul, Nebraska that went into the class. Who is it?
I have no idea.
Thanks for the phone call. God bless you. Have a great day.
Wow. You're mean today. 888-455. It was the 18th annual. I misspoke. Sorry.
That's all right.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Sean and Kearney.
Sean. Daddy's got one.
Hey, John Perella is going into the High School Hall of Fame. He played a 12-year NFL career. How many Super Bowls did he play in?
Oh, geez. Let's see. He played in that one with Callahan. I'm going to say one.
That is incorrect, but great guess. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, okay, 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with? Hello? There's nobody there.
Hi.
Let's try again. Yeah, you're wrong, by the way. You're wrong. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Steve,
there was only one member of the initial High School Hall of Fame class out of the great high school of Grand Island. Who was it?
Good question. I have no guess.
All right, try back. You think you know these? 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. No, not in the initial class. You're wrong on that one. I think you knew the first one. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Mitch from Carney.
Mitch, how many Super Bowls did John Perella play in?
I'm going to say three.
You're correct.
All right, Mitch. Hey, Danny, what were they?
I don't know what they were, but he played in three. The San Diego Chargers against the San Francisco 49ers was one.
I forgot about Oakland, and then obviously he was with the Bills, right? Is that right? Is that right?
We'd have to look that up.
Well, you had the question. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know. But it does say three. Okay, we'll go with that. Mitch, hang on the line, and Merritt, we'll get you hooked up here for a $25 gift card to Troutman's. Thanks for listening. Hang on. Daddy, Grover Cleveland Alexander was the St. Paul, and Bobby Reynolds was the Grand Island person that went in 1994.
Bobby Reynolds. So. I see. I would have gotten the St. Paul, yeah. No, way off on the other one.
Hey, we want to thank all the folks that joined us on the show today. We will get back to our Big Ten preview on tomorrow's show. Offensive tackle out of Northwestern, whose job it is to keep Dan Persa upright, is going to be Al Netter, and we will have Al Netter on our program tomorrow. Also, another high school football coach for you, and Daryl Morris, the head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, will join us on our Loper Link. We want to thank Dick Buechner for joining us on the program today, Dirk Chatlin from the Omaha World Herald, and Sam Dunn, head football coach of the top 10 team in C1, the Minden Whippets, setting at 9 in Huskerland Prep.
You're right. It would have been the Bills, Chargers, and Raiders, three teams he played with. So the Buffalo Bills, John Perella, played in the Super Bowl with them. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on Southern Nebraska, ESPN Radio, Superstation 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550. Our friends over in Hastings, we'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.